make it count, leave a mark, build a name for yourself, dream your dreams, chase your heart above all else, make a name the world remembers.
Call an empty world, sell his empty dreams, got lost in the light when it was up to me to make a name the world remembers. But Jesus is the only name to remember.
And I don't want to leave a legacy. I don't care if they remember me. Only Jesus. And I've only got one life to live. I let every second point to Him. Only Jesus.
All the kingdoms built, all the trophies won, will come willing to dust when it's said and done.
Super excited to be here today. You might have noticed that there's a bunch of youth walking around, and that's because we're totally taking over.
Yeah, we're going to be doing some fun things like teaching the Fruit Spirit Camp song, and we're going to be having a new series next week about loving relationships.
Also, there's some very exciting things on our bulletin, like community groups starting up on February 9th, and after this service, there's a Super Bowl lunch, a main fundraiser hosted by our youth on the main campus. So after this service, why don't you join us?
But before we move any further, let's pray over our service. Will you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together today. We thank you for bringing our family and friends. We thank you for giving us our love, this food, and just bringing everyone around here and letting us do this today. And we hope that everyone goes home in peace. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen. Now at this time, why don't you stand up and say good morning to someone you haven't spoken to.
off. No.
Hey, y'all. As y'all make y'all's way back to your seat, we're going to start our camp song. This is a song that we learned at one of our favorite camps, Camp Healthy Pines, and we're going to explain it, and then we're going to do it.
We're going to teach y'all the moves to it. So the first one is we're going to start. Should we start with the Yes. Yeah, okay. So the first part is the fruit of the spirit's not a coconut. So everybody does that. And then the next part is banana, which is... And then watermelon. And then lemon, we're going to do this. And then we have cherry, which is whoop, whoop. And then we have grape. So everybody does this. All right. And then we, on the, so it's going to go love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. So love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Y'all got it? Yes. Just follow Paige's moves, not mine. I can't do it. Okay. All right. All right. Here we go.
Fruit of the spirit's not a coconut. Fruit of the spirit's not a coconut. If you wanna be a coconut, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, cause the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the spirit's not a banana. The fruit of the spirit's not a banana. You wanna be a banana? You might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, cause the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the spirit's not a watermelon. The fruit of the spirit's not a watermelon. You wanna be a watermelon? You might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, cause the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the spirit's not a lemon. The fruit of the spirit's not a lemon. You wanna be a lemon, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, cause the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the spirit's not a cherry. The fruit of the spirit's not a cherry. If you wanna be a cherry, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, cause the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Okay! Everybody knows that grapes come in bunches! So everybody get in big bunches! The fruit of the spirit's not a grape! The fruit of the spirit's not a grape! You wanna be a grape!
You might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit, cause the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. The fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. The fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control.
Our theme scripture for today is selected verses from Galatians 5. Live by the Spirit, I say, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If we live by the Spirit, let us be guided by the Spirit. As Paul explains, we are to live by the Holy Spirit. We are to be guided by the Holy Spirit, and from this will come fruit. When we were planning our service and deciding what to share today, we thought about how following Jesus and living by the Spirit is not how the world perceives we should be. We have to set aside our own desires and wants if we are going to truly live for Him. Even though we know this is not what we are called to do, we still stumble and mess up. But God has a plan for us, and that plan is Jesus. We are living by the Spirit. We are guided by the Spirit. We are Team Spirit.
So kind to me. Hello? At this time, you may be seated. And at this time, I ask that you bow your heads in prayer as we give thanks for this offering. Now, if this is your first time, this is basically a time when we give back to God. So please join me as we pray. Dear God, we thank you that on this holy day, we may come just as we are. You love and forgive us even when we don't deserve it. Even though we are all sinners, you were willing to give up your one and only Son to die on the cross so that he could save us. We ask that for all those who are suffering and hurting in this world, that you be with them. Please bless this offering so that we can use it in a way that pleases you. It is in your heavenly name that we pray. Amen.
Lead me to the cross.
And now we will dismiss the kids from 3 years old to second grade to go to Well Junior.
Peace is home.
Peace is freedom.
Peace is return.
Peace is safety.
Peace is love.
Peace is prayer.
Peace is rest.
Peace is calm.
Peace is Jesus.
All right, everyone. Good morning. So my name is Emma Hankins. I'm a senior at Long Beach High School.
My name is Alan Long. I'm a seventh grader at Long Beach Middle School.
So in case you haven't noticed, this is Youth Sunday. So the youth kind of took over this morning because we wanted to share with you the fruits of the Spirit and what those mean to us. And so I am the first group of three that will be speaking to you. And my fruits of the Spirit that I have are love, joy, and peace, which you just watched a video on. So when we were planning our sermons and what we were going to speak to you today, we were given these four questions that basically are, what do the fruits of the Spirit mean to you? So I'm going to pull up my little list. Let me find it real quick. Yeah. So the questions are, what do the fruits mean to you? What do you struggle with them? Let me think. If I can find my paper. I don't have my paper, but it's fine. We're going to go with it. It's going to be great. So basically we just had a bunch of questions that were, what do the fruits mean to you? How do we use them in our daily lives? And so I'm going to hit some points on all three of the fruits that I have, and Alan is going to read some scriptures for us. So the first fruit, which is love, and actually I'm going to pause myself real quick, because I want to put a point out there and say that whenever you're going through anything, pretty much, you are not alone. Because God is always there. So if you're ever feeling anxious, like, oh my gosh, I don't know what any of this means. I don't know how to get these fruits of the Spirit. Oh my God. Because that's me half the time. Trust me, I'm anxious about absolutely everything in my life. It's crazy. So you are not alone in feeling anxious. And do not feel that way. And know that God is your hero. All right. So we're going to move on to our fruits of the Spirit now. Okay. So the first one is love. And love is basically just very unpredictable. You're never going to know what's up with it. It's so mysterious, especially true love, which is Jesus. He's so mysterious. Like, I can't even explain. I read stories in the Bible, and I'm like, what does that mean? I do not know. And you're not going to know, because that's love. But in order to get this love from God, you have to have full trust in God. And so Alan is going to read a scripture for us on that.
From Chapter 4 of 1 John, verse 18. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true.
So that basically gives a background on a story that Jesus told about how you may have gone through some very hard troubles in life, and you may have, you know, you've had five husbands, you don't even know, and you need that love from God. And so definitely when you're experiencing that love from Jesus, you're not going to know what's happening, and it's going to be very scary, and you're going to feel anxious. And that's 100% okay. Like, trust me, I am anxious all the time, and I just have to have that trust in God that it's going to be okay. And in order to achieve that love, you got to go through it, and you got to have that trust. So that's love. The next fruit is joy. Joy comes straight from God, while happiness is just an emotion. So some people get the two confused, joy and happiness. But joy, you can use joy to lead others to joy. So if you're confused or if you're anxious, like, I don't know what's happening, I don't know if I'm happy, you know, if you don't really know that, just know that happiness is something that you can feel short term, but pure joy comes straight from Jesus Christ. And anxiety or being anxious actually stops your joy flow. So if you're happy about something and then you're like, wait a minute, I'm a little stressed out, boom, that's an anxiety block right there. That's what I like to illustrate it with. It's like a block. It's like a wall that just comes up, and it's like, no more joy for you. So in order to not have that happen, you can't get comfy with that anxiety block. It may look really comfy there, and it may look like it's so much easier to just be like, I'm just going to sit here and be stressed out because it's easier than having to face my actual problems. Yeah, no, that's not cool. You can't do that. So you have to pray, and you have to trust God. That's our main point. And know that you are not alone. Can everybody say that with me? You are not alone. Great job. So Alan is going to read Psalm 94:19.
When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul.
Yes. So when anxiety was within me, I was joyful anyway because I love Jesus. That's basically what it says. All right. So that was joy. And the third fruit is peace. Now, peace is kind of the opposite of worry. And it's hard to get peace if you're anxious and stressed 24/7 because basically you're not at peace with yourself. And so you have to choose to accept peace within yourself. And it's definitely, sometimes it's a hard choice. Like we said about that anxiety block, it's definitely a lot comfier if you can just be like, it's easy not to face my problems. I'm just going to sit here and not do anything about it. But that's not good. You kind of have to do something about that. So you can also use peace to guide others to it, just like joy. And Jesus Christ gives so much peace within your soul. I can't even begin to explain that. So Alan is going to read Philippians 4:6-7, which is kind of my whole big point. So,
do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, but by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Yeah, so you gotta trust God. Like, basically, all of these things are super hard to understand, and you're not gonna be able to fully understand them until you surrender to God's grace and trust that He is there for you and you are not alone. And anxiety and being anxious is very, very tricky, but more people go through it than you may think. And out of all the fruits, love, joy, and peace look to be the scariest and can seem like it's so hard to get there and to just accept that. But I believe that they are the most foundational in our spiritual relationship with Christ. So I reiterate, you are not alone, and we can work together to better ourselves so that we can have that team spirit and so that we can enjoy the love and joy and peace that God brings. So I'm going to pray for us real quick. And then we're going to move on to our next group, and it's going to be awesome. We're going to have a great day, all right? So bow your heads with me, please. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to be free from anxiety and fear, and I know that all the hearts in this room right now are just itching to get at that love, joy, and peace that you bring, and we just have to be able to surrender ourselves to you, Lord. Please teach us today to trust your word and to give you any anxious thoughts that we may have. And be with us today as we go through this Youth Sunday, and just any aching heart here today, please be with them.
There is Jesus in this place today. And I believe that we can do amazing things with your love, joy, and peace. All right. In your heavenly name, amen.
That was good.
What patience means to me is giving somebody more time to do things with whatever effort they can give without getting aggravated or irritable.
To me, that it's an instinction where it's like you do it without noticing.
What kindness means to me is putting yourself before others and making sure others are happy and that they're just having a great time.
All right. Hey, what's up? Hey, y'all. My name's Kaylee Cripple. I'm in 9th grade.
And I'm Jaden, and I'm in 7th grade.
I usually sing here at the Well, but I get this amazing opportunity to preach for y'all today. I get to talk about three great fruits of the Spirit: patience, kindness, and goodness. Now, patience is a big struggle for me, especially living in the world of technology where everything's handed to us. I can get answers to any question I want with the push of a button. That's pretty cool. I even hate waiting for an app to load on my phone. And I hate to say that, like seriously. But I know I'm not the only one who's battled with patience before, but we can fix that. Our fast-paced culture may be hard to work with sometimes, but we have everything we need to get through that inside of us. God gave us the Holy Spirit so we can display the love that he gave to us to people around us, which is pretty much everybody. The New Testament connects patience with sharing the gospel. My friend Jane LaCour here is going to read Romans chapter 15, verse 5.
May God who gives this patience and encouragement help you live in complete harmony with each other as it is fitting for followers of Christ Jesus.
This piece of scripture shows us that God wants us to be a team together and work with each other for him. Now, patience is necessary for this to happen. So is kindness and goodness. Now, the definition of kindness is the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. Think about when you go to work or school. Do you want to talk to the mean people or the nice people? Now, being nice to someone lets you start conversations that could lead to a further talk about God. If you go around being unkind to people, no one can see the light of God inside of you. You got to get out from under that bushel and be kind. Show people that you love them. So, on the other hand, the definition of goodness is being morally good or virtuous. We know that just being a good person isn't all that life with Jesus consists of, but it is a very necessary part of being on his team. If you're not living a life consistent with following Jesus, you can't show people who Jesus really is. Now, Jaden's going to read 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3.
So, get rid of all evil behavior, be done with all the deceit, hypocrisy, jealousy, and unkind speech. Like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment now that you have had a taste of the Lord's kindness.
So now that we've all gotten a taste of the Lord's kindness and goodness, we have to go share that with the rest of the world. All three of these gifts given to us by the Holy Spirit are necessary and useful throughout our lives, and we can help make disciples of Christ through patience, kindness, and goodness. And today, I challenge all of you out there to take these fruits with you and make the world a better place. Thank you.
Holding your morals and ethics to high standards while staying true to your beliefs.
Well-tempered, kind and caring, and soft-hearted.
having the discipline and restraint to not give in to sin.
Good morning. I'm Lauren. I'm a junior at Long Beach High School.
My name's Alexis Pareggi. I'm a junior at Long Beach High School.
So for the last couple weeks, I have really dwelled on these fruits and what they mean and what they mean to me. And the last three are faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And something really cool that I learned was that the fruits are in order in which they occur in a relationship, and that's something I never really thought of. I was like, well, you know, that's the order they are in the song, so that's just kind of how it's going to be. But Paul is so intentional on the way he presents them to us. So every relationship begins with love, whether it's a romantic relationship, a friendship, or a relationship with a family member. And when you learn to love someone, or something, you experience that joy, and joy brings peace. And when we're at peace, we're patient, and kindness sprouts from that patience. And at first, I was like, well, kindness, goodness kind of seem like the same thing. But if you really look at the definition of goodness, it's virtue, integrity, morality, wholesomeness. And we are good because we're kind. And Alexis is going to read our first scripture on faithfulness.
1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all righteousness.
So God is faithful and forgiving, and he doesn't give up on us even when we fail to live out his word. Faithfulness comes from an honest and a good heart. And Alexis is going to read our second scripture on gentleness.
Ephesians 4:2. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love.
So love and compassion, gentleness is showing love and compassion to someone, even when we think they don't deserve it. It's the love we're supposed to show to everyone every single day. So gentleness is all these fruits combined to create a gentle heart, and a gentle mind, and a gentle attitude. And it all comes together, and it produces self-control. Because you have love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness in a relationship, self-control is manifested, so we have no reason to lose our self-control. And I first heard this in a podcast, actually, and I was like, wow, like, that's amazing. That is so beautiful. But we still mess up. We continue to sin. We fail in our relationships. We become broken. And I can't speak for everyone, but I get so caught up in my daily life that I forget to find love and find that childlike joy. And I'm not patient. I become not gentle. And I'm at this point, and I pushed away the Holy Spirit and the people that I love, people that make me patient and make me kind and make me good. And I've lost all self-control. And this is the devil trying to break us and separate us from the greatest love of all, which is Jesus. But the Holy Spirit is so much stronger. But it's only if you accept the Holy Spirit into your heart and learn to live and love like Jesus. And we achieve these things and the fruits through Christ and his workings in our lives. So you can't just be like, well, today I'm going to love more. But you say, I'm going to love Christ more, and Christ will work through us. And Alexis is going to read our last scripture.
2 Timothy 2:7. For God gave us a spirit not to fear, but of power and love and self-control.
So in Galatians, Paul tells us what these fruits are. But in 2 Timothy, he's like, well, if you have a spirit, then you have the fruit. You have the ability to fix what was lost and broken and rebuild what was burned down. Our God is so good and so amazing that he gives us everything we need to fix that broken relationship. But it all starts with love and accepting the Holy Spirit into our lives. And Alexis is going to pray and close us out.
Bow your heads, please. God, fill us with your love and grace today and for days to come. Help us to live by the Spirit and not by the flesh. Help us, God, to express love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control through your Spirit. As we leave here today, give us the strength to follow the path to salvation and not to temptation, and to love our neighbor as you love us. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Hey, that works. Hey, real fast, I'm totally interrupting their fancy order because they're literally going to do nothing. I mean, do everything, but I have a tendency to want to butt in. But anyway, I just want to say thank you to all of you guys, not just you guys here, but also all of you students who led from the parking lot in and for the work that you put into this. Thank you, parents, for getting them to planning and practice and all of that. Thank you to youth leaders for working with them and pouring into them, not only for a day like today, but every single week, week after week after week. And so thank you, all of you who invest too through your time and your resources and your energy to lead and to raise these students. We are so grateful for y'all, and we're grateful for what you've done to lead us in worship today. We are blessed, and so I hope that you are too. And if you are, you can give them another round of applause. We're not only grateful for you leading us, but we're incredibly proud of you. Like, you have done our hearts well today. We're super, super proud of you. Real fast, if you're a student and you're wondering what this is all about, on every Sunday, or most Sundays, at 5 o'clock, we have our youth program. It starts at grade 7 and up, or 7 to senior high. And also on Wednesday nights at 5:30, we have a program called Art and Soul. You can follow the youth ministry on Facebook. We'll make sure to put that on the Well Facebook link so you can, and there are cards in the lobby, fancy and easy, just like that. So we'd love for you to get plugged in. If you're an adult and you would like to start building into this program and pouring into the lives of these students, there's always an opportunity. You can see myself, you can see Mary, turn around and say hi, you can see Lori Cripple, somebody. We will plug you in, but we're so grateful for what you do, and thank you for you guys, and that's all I'm going to say. Now, Ella is going to take over and close us out really strong. You got a microphone.
It is? Okay. Hey, everyone. I'm Ella Bishop. We are so glad you chose to come worship with us today. One way you can help support our ministry is by following us over to the main campus and having lunch at the Super Bowl Luncheon. The proceeds will go towards helping us be able to attend Big Stuff Camp this summer. Every week, at the end of our evening youth activities, we close with a prayer and a special benediction. We would like to share that with you now. If you know it, please say it with me. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace until we meet again. Amen. Thank you. We hope that you have a great week.